tried something a little bit different. In mm-hmm. the past, I basically, we took all the questions that we had to answer and we kind of formed it out to the different officers to kind of answer and write up. Mm-hmm. And this year, we all sat together in a room with everybody being on a computer, and we all contributed to every single question. And I think it went really well that way because then we got every single perspective.
Somebody's got a heartbeat.
It took three days.
Wow.
During the winter break. Yeah. While all the other faculty at the college were home relaxing, we were here for three straight days.
Yeah, we definitely sacrificed for this.
Wow, good for you.
It's a win. It's all to win, right?
Well, I imagine if you tried to have each question answered, you're not going to get a... You're not going to get consistency through the way it's written.
Yes, right. That's exactly it. Exactly. The writing style was consistent, and we didn't miss any details because we had seven people.
There you go. So it's just the seven people writing it, even after all that other work is going on?
Yeah.
It all boils down to you seven.
It's all the officers and the advisors.
All right. So when's the convention? Is this now you submitted this?
Yes, we did. We submitted it in
April 7th through the 10th.
All right. What's your prognostication there, Stephen? You think you're going to stick it to Bergen County?
I don't know what Bergen County. See, here, the wild card is we don't know what Bergen County did. They might have been working as hard as we did.
You didn't have spies on Bergen County?
No, we don't take it that far. Paranoia doesn't go that far. But I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good, but I've been known to be very wrong. I've been known to think that we were going to lose, and we're named one of the top 30 chapters in the country. Mm-hmm. So this year I feel good, really, for the first time. So I don't know what that means. I don't know.
But
I feel
good about it. We do know this. And I'm sure you will voice it right after you hear it. The work, the accomplishment has already happened.
It has, yes.
Right? The fact that you got Angela here and the seven folks who have put together what sounds like a really positive event and a learning experience, mm-hmm. and now Angela's going to take her U of Penn and kick butt down there.
Hopefully.
We're looking forward to it. Is all that matters, right? That's the whole point of the organization.
That is the whole point.
This is icing.
Yeah.
But, it seems like you still got something for Bergen County. I don't know what it is. You might have to have a little session on it.
Let's hope they don't download this and listen to it.
Friendly competition.
I never heard anybody.
Well, this was very informative. I only scratched the surface. There's obviously tremendously much more to talk about, but looking forward to hearing more about it and the success on April. Mm-hmm. And what's the theme? I know the theme, but what do you think the projects are going to be for next year?
I have no idea.
It's up to the offices and what direction they want to take it.
Okay.
All
right. Well, we're looking forward to hearing about it, and certainly we'll bring you all back next year to see how it all comes to fruition.
It's been a pleasure to learn all about this.
Thank you so much. Once again, Donna, amazing group of people that I get to speak to every month, and never fails to amaze me how many unique folks are here. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you, Angela, for making it.
Thanks.
Good luck to all of you, and let's see if you get... kick butt down there at the convention.
We'll
will.
Very good. Angela, good luck to the college career. You're a very astute lady, and looking forward to hearing big and great things from you.
I'll come back and then see you. Thank you.
Well, we'll have a whole hour session about you because you got a lot to talk about. It's awesome. All right, you were listening to Good Morning Hunter and Hunchbury.com. That was folks from RVCC, Phi Theta Kappa, and you just learned all about the great things that go on over there.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with a chance of flurries before 1 p.m. Mostly sunny and a high near 28. Northwesterly winds between 14 and 17 miles per hour with gusts as high as 32 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 12 and northwesterly winds between 8 and 14 miles per hour with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. On Saturday, increasing clouds and a high near 30, southwesterly winds around 9 miles per hour. Saturday evening, a slight chance of snow after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 25. South winds between 6 and 8 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday, snow is likely before noon, then rain and snow likely before noon and 1 p.m., then rain after 1 p.m. and a high near 38. South winds around 7 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 80%. A new snow accumulation of less than half an inch is possible. On Sunday night, rain before 2 a.m., then rain and snow likely before 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. Snow likely after 4 a.m., and the low will be around 31. The chance of precipitation is 80%. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch are possible. And on Monday, partly sunny skies with a high near 33.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And welcome to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show on Friday mornings here on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio, the voice of business, and more, because we are a nonprofit at Hunterdon Helpline, the host of this show. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, and we're going to talk about business actually today, businesses sharing, caring about those people in their community who may be at risk, who need a little extra help, and supporting the nonprofits that provide those programs and services. I'm particularly excited to talk about Roman Jewelers. I was privileged to be at Roman Jewelers Bridgewater store last night, along with, oh my gosh, there must have been at least 30 other nonprofits there. We were treated to appetizers and some wine and some information, needless to say, about jewelry. I got my rings cleaned. No one does a better job. Thank you very much. But more importantly, to talk about their new campaign to support nonprofits in our area. It is called Wear, Share, Care. Share your heart. Keep your favorite charity close to your heart. And Lucy Zimmerman, the daughter of Sophie and Roman Shore, has designed this beautiful sterling silver heart. It's absolutely one of a kind. It's absolutely gorgeous. And it comes on a chain. And what they are doing with this heart is offering it for sale. And when you purchase it, you fill out a form that tells them what your favorite charity is. And the profit from purchasing this silver pendant goes to that charity. You can't get better than that. It is an amazing opportunity for nonprofits, and it's a great, beautiful piece of jewelry to purchase for yourself or to purchase for someone you know, and you can do so obviously in their stores, whether it be the Flemington store on 39 State Route 12 or the Bridgewater store at 500 Commons Way. You can also go to their Facebook storefront or their website at romanjewelers.com/events/share-your-heart pendant and purchase it right there. That was a mouthful. It's absolutely beautiful. You can actually see Sophie and Lucy on our Facebook page, the Huntington Helpline Facebook page, holding the poster for it. Or like I said, go on their Facebook page or their website to see just how beautiful it is. It's just a really unique idea, and I'm not surprised because Sophie comes up with wonderful, unique ideas that always seem to help our community, as well as support her business, which, of course, you know, should be her first love, but I have never known her not to through the years that I've known her in Roman Jewelers, and that's not anywhere near 20, probably about 27 years they've been in business. So they're always looking for a way to help those of us who try to assist people who are in need and facing challenges every day. It was a wonderful event. I was able to not only see Sophie and Lucy and their staff, who are always accommodating and wonderful, but again, our colleagues across the board, Flemington Area Food Pantry, Family Promise, Family Success Center, Youth Services, which is now called Binnacle. Who else? The hospital, our friends from hospice at the hospital, friends from Good News Home for Women. I mean, it's amazing how many charities were invited, and it's just an amazing outreach. And I love the tagline, "Wear, Share, Care." I mean, that's wonderful. You know, we're used to the what is it? Eat, pray, love. I'm probably not saying that in the correct order, but wear, share, and care. And what they would like to do, in addition to just having you purchase this and providing funds to your favorite charity, but to tell the story. They're hoping that enough people wear this heart and people looking at it say, "Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. Where did you get that?" And that you will tell the story about the Share Your Heart campaign, and you will tell the story about your nonprofit that you want to support, so that every time somebody sees it and says, "Wow, that is absolutely beautiful," you can talk not just about where you purchased it or who gave it to you, but how it is actually giving back to the community at the same time. It's just a beautiful design in sterling silver on a sterling silver diamond cut chain. And as they say, it's the perfect symbol to honor a cause that's close to your heart. Right in time for Valentine's Day, of course, but they actually did a soft launch before the holidays, before the first of the year, and first of the new year, and they've already given away thousands of dollars for this campaign. Isn't that amazing? I mean, that is just, besides warming the cockles of my heart, it is just amazing for the nonprofits who will be honored when you purchase this heart and show that you care about the work that they do. So not only are you going to provide funds for that nonprofit that you care about to do the work that they do that is so important to our community, but you're going to share the story of your nonprofit. You're going to tell that nonprofit that you cared enough to simply put their name down on the little registration form that you'll get when you purchase the heart. And that means a lot to those of us in this nonprofit world that somebody takes the time to say, "I know what you do. I appreciate what you do. And I'll take an extra moment to put your name down so that you can, in fact, get more funding." And so, and again, it doesn't cost the person who purchases the heart. They walk away with the heart, but they are able to again support their favorite charity. We're going to come back, talk about businesses supporting nonprofit organizations right after these messages.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here on Friday mornings. And we have been talking about businesses who contribute to the community, that give of themselves in so many different ways. Hunterdon Helpline is in its 49th year. It is your first call for help for 49 years, starting out as a teen hotline, offering anonymity to teens. Back in the day, that was pretty cutting edge. And now we are the helpline for decades for Hunterdon County. We serve Somerset in other ways as well, 24/7, 365 days out of the year. What do you call us for? Any basic human needs. We know the resources in our local areas, in our regional areas, state and federal resources. We have a database of 1,500 programs and services of which to choose to find you the right holistic support to get you on a path to sustainability and success. Need support for seniors and persons with disabilities? Not only can we connect you with other organizations in the area who provide such services, but also with our own telephone reassurance and friendly visitor programs, our Choices for Seniors directory. Support for children, youth, and families, so important for the success of a family that they receive the wraparound services that they need when they are in crisis, when something is just not going well. Why wait for it to become a crisis? Reach out, call the people who can provide you services, knowledge, information, etc. Employment resources. We have our own work connectivity program. We also have literacy services, help you get your GED, help you learn English if English is not your first language. Physical and mental health resources. How do we connect you with the appropriate service that you need to get you to the services that will help you, again, address both physical and mental health issues. Community information. It's our job to know what's going on in Hunterdon County. And again, we have one of the most robust databases so that we can direct you to where you need to go and help you navigate from agency to agency. We provide emergency shelter for both Somerset and Hunterdon counties when their doors close for the day. Those calls come to us and we can assist residents who are in need of housing and other food, clothing needs as well. Suicide prevention, a shout out to New Jersey Hope Line because you can call us. We will talk to you. We will do what needs to be done. But if you really need some extra help, we can connect you with New Jersey Hope Line. Those people are fantastic. Just absolutely wonderful. Our compassionate listening goes on all day and all night. You have a problem, 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the morning, it does not matter. Again, our phones are active 24/7 on holidays, on weekends, day and night. And we also have a direct line to the link in case you cannot get through in Hunterdon County. We can call and find out when your ride will be arriving. Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help. How do you contact us? 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357 or help. Just remember it like that, 782-HELP. You can see all our programs and services on our website at www.helplinehc, all one word, that's helplinehc.org. And yes, we do have translators, not just for Spanish, but for Russian, for Polish. The other day, we connected one of our translators in our office with someone who speaks Arabic so that she can find the resources she needed regarding her insurance policies. So whatever the need, whatever the language, whatever the time, 908-782-4357. Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help. And as a nonprofit and part of the Give Hunterdon group, which you can familiarize yourself with at givehunterdon.org, we are always, always looking for ways to increase our funding, increase our capacity, help more people. And before the break, I was talking about Roman Jewelers. Wonderful new campaign called Share Your Heart. Keep your favorite charity close to your heart. When you purchase their exclusive Share Your Heart pendant, Roman Jewelers will donate the profit to your favorite organization in your name, and you'll have a story to share every time you wear it. I love that part. So in other words, when we wear our hearts and somebody says, "Wow, that is beautiful. Where'd you get that?" You have a story to tell, not just about Roman Jewelers and the fantastic work they do for our community and the support and care, but you'll be able to talk about your charity. It's an opportunity to share what you feel, what you're passionate about in terms of the nonprofit work that's being done in our community. I just love that part of it because this is almost like the gift that keeps on giving, right? Not only do you get this beautiful piece of jewelry or your friend or your beloved one, but you get to share with the nonprofit of your choice. And all you have to do is go to Roman Jewelers. They have two stores, one at 39 State Route 12 in Flemington and the other at 500 Commons Way in Bridgewater, or go online at their RomanJewelers.com website, and you can order it online as well and still say what your favorite charity is. These are examples of how local business folk give back, pay it forward. I'm always talking about that, it seems, on this show. Giving back and paying it forward. Why? Because We're all part of the problem, and we're all part of the solution. Of all the things that we try to assist with at 100 and Helpline, from addictions, abuse, youth services, families, mental and physical health, child care, so many different issues that face our community, we know that we can't do it alone. And we know that we all have to pitch in. We all have to give back. We all have to pay it forward. And when businesses do it, I mean, this heart that Lucy Zimmerman, daughter of Sophie and Roman, made, just gorgeous. I mean, absolutely beautiful. They don't need to give the profit to another organization. This heart is so beautiful. The chain, the whole piece is so beautiful. They're going to sell it. They are going to sell it, whether they offer the profit to someone's favorite charity or not. And yet, they want to give back. And they want to do it in such a way. Sophie actually said last night, and I don't think I'll forget this. She said they do a couple of things really well. And one of them is supporting the community. And the other one is designing gorgeous jewelry. And so what have they done? They've combined those two things into this Share Your Heart campaign, which will go on all year, so you don't have to just buy your heart for Valentine's Day. Graduations are coming up. Birthdays, I'm sure, are coming up for people that you know. And it really is a wonderful opportunity to do two things, and that is to purchase a gift for someone who's going to love you for it, absolutely love you for it. You have to go online. If you're by your computer or your smartphone now, go to RomanJewelers.com and look at how beautiful this pendant is. And you'll be supporting your nonprofit. So we have always appreciated what Roman Jewelers has done for the community, always. And they're not alone. There's so many other businesses that we work with every day, who care about giving back, who care about being part of the community, who appreciate the things that we do. We have so many sponsors across the board. We've had ShopRite. You can't say enough about them. Unity Bank, just incredible sponsors of our programs, amazing. Home Instead has sponsored our golf outing called Power On for Seniors at Pine Creek. Other businesses, that Jane's Kitchen on 202 and 31 provided lunches for our care events for people who are homeless or at risk of being homeless. The list just goes on and on and on. Flemington Car and Truck, we've got Salsa Night coming up this July, Salsa Night 2018. Flemington Car and Truck, I put the word out in January. I said, we're on. Immediately sent their sponsorship in. So many different organizations that we hear from. Unilever jumped on the 100 and Helpline bandwagon last year and has also participated in the 100 and County Care event for the homeless. Costco's, Walgreens, all of these different organizations have just given. The corporate folks who do matching grants, Merck, the wonderful group. I'll tell you, please go to our website because so many more organizations. We just received a grant from the Provident Bank Foundation. We received a grant from the J&J Community Foundation. This is all about being neighbors, being living side by side, understanding what people need, why they need it, And if just a little bit of help could be given, you know, the sky's the limit. How do we move people forward? We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back from this break.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Michigan as another sentencing hearing for disgraced former MSU and USA gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar had to be halted by a judge after the father of one of Nassar's victims tried to attack him in that Michigan courtroom. The father of Ray Margraves asking the judge if he could have 5 minutes alone in a room with Nassar, and when the judge said no, the man ran at Nassar and deputies had to tackle him. The man then handcuffed by deputies and led from the courtroom.
USA,
a Republican memo
with
from the House
Barnes.
Intelligence Committee
breaking
that alleged
news
out of Michigan as
President
another
Trump
sentencing hearing for disgraced former MSU and USA gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar has
had
to be halted by a judge
concerns
about letting the memo go public. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hey, it's Brandon. I'm trying to get you to stick to your New Year's resolution. If you want to do anything well, it all starts with getting a good night's rest. The folks at MyPillow want to help you get that deep sleep you need. That's why they extended their best offer ever through January. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. But you only have 2 weeks left to order, so do this right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. And be sure to use the promo code USA to get this offer.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area starts today with a chance of flurries before 1 p.m., mostly sunny skies, a high near 28. Northwesterly winds between 14 and 17 miles per hour and gusts as high as 32 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low around 12. Northwesterly winds between 8 and 14 miles per hour and gusts as high as 26. Saturday, we have increasing clouds and a high near 30. Southwesterly winds around 9 miles per hour. Saturday evening, a slight chance of snow after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 25, and south winds between 6 to 8 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday, snow is likely before noon. Then rain and snow likely between noon and 1 p.m. Rain after 1 p.m. The high will be 38 degrees. And south winds around 7 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation at 80%, although the new snow accumulation will be less than a half of an inch. Sunday night, rain before 2 a.m., then rain and snow. Rain, then snow likely after 4 a.m., and the low will be around 31. The chance of precipitation is 80%. New precipitation may not exceed half an inch. On Monday, start your work week with partly sunny skies and a high near 33, dropping Monday night to 20 with partly cloudy skies. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show on Friday mornings. Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help for any need, any time of the day, morning, noon, night, morning again, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Call 908-782-4357. Visit us on our website at www.helplinehc.org. That's one word, helplinehc.org. Need translation services? Sometimes you try to access services in our area, but English is not your first language. Call the helpline and we can provide translators in Spanish, Portuguese, Russian, French, German, Swahili, Arabic, Egyptian, and I can't remember the entire list, Asian languages, Japanese, Chinese, Gujarati, etc., etc., etc. We can conference someone in or make an appointment or go out into the field with you if you need to be at a physician's office or social services, wherever. We will try to accommodate you with a translator who can assist you in navigating the services that you need for any need. And we have been talking about businesses that have supported not just Hunterdon Helpline, but the other nonprofits in the area. And very specifically, Roman Jewelers, who has a new Share Your Heart campaign. It is a beautiful heart pendant that if you purchase, they will ask you to identify the charity of your choice, and the profit from that pendant will go directly to that charity. They've already meted out thousands of dollars from this campaign, which was softly launched before the holidays in 2017, and now strongly launched, if you will, just last night with a group of nonprofits, many of our colleagues at Roman Jewelers in Bridgewater, and of course they have a Flemington store as well. A wonderful evening, and it was just, you know, I looked around the room. People had tears in their eyes. People had tears in their eyes that that the Roman Jewelers organization is just always, always looking out for us and supporting the work that we do. And we talked before the break about other businesses as well supporting us. But we want you to support us as well. We want you to go to givehunterdon.org, see the different organizations that collaborate with each other in terms of marketing and fundraising. You know what? Two heads are always better than one. What do they say? And we are supporting each other, not just when it comes to our clients and doing wraparound services for robust case management, but we are supporting each other to know we don't want to work by ourselves, and we don't want nonprofits to fall by the wayside because we are very connected to them. You know, Helpline works so closely with Family Promise. If something would happen to Family Promise, I don't know how robust we could assist somebody. So all the food pantries, and we have many food pantries. Flemington area food pantry was there, represented by Janine last night, and we just collaborated on a client so that that person could get transportation and food and get back home safely. These are the types of things that we do with each other. We do not operate by ourselves. The collaborative piece is so important to successfully helping somebody who is in need. While we say no man is an island, no organization is an island. And not to be trite, but it does take a village. And to support that village, obviously. Fundraisers galore. My goodness, Helpline's fundraising committee has so many wonderful things coming up that we hope that you will participate in. First and foremost, the week of March 20th, our town crawl in Clinton. That's going to be so much fun. And we've got a new fundraiser on the horizon, an art auction, and that is going to be in May. And we're going to combine that with a little bit of my passion. It's going to be a derby night, and you can't get better than that as far as I'm concerned, because that's the two most exhilarating, fastest events in sports, and I'm hoping that you all watch the derby, but if you haven't, oh my gosh, so exciting. So nonprofits have to come up with all this creative events in order to help you support us. I know that, you know, we could ask you to write a check, but we also want to give back. We want to say, if you write a check, we're going to give you a fabulous evening. And that's only fair, I think. So it's just like Roman Jewelers Share Your Heart campaign. If you will identify a charity, then the proceeds, the profit from your heart goes to that charity. We all work together, and I just love the fact that not only does somebody write a check, but they're visible, they're there, they're participating. And, you know, some of these fundraisers, yes, we're there to make money, we're there to support our organizations. But what is also nice about those fundraisers is we get to meet our supporters in person. We get to have a conversation with them. We're in the same room with them, or on the same playing field if it's a golf outing. We really get to present our story and engage not just the people who are already engaged, but the folks that they may have brought to the fundraising event. So the fundraising event is much, much more than just asking for dollars. It is a way to be with you, to talk to you directly, to thank you for all of your support, to make you feel that you are appreciated, I hope, because that's important. We do appreciate what every person does to support Helpline. I don't care if you've sent in a dollar. I don't care if you've sent in $1,000. Both of you are important to our organization, and we want you to know that. So it doesn't matter the amount. It could be in kind. You could be one of our volunteers. It is amazing when we write a grant and we talk about our volunteers and what kind of in-kind support we receive from our volunteers, who otherwise would add a huge cost, a huge personnel cost to our budget. Huge. When I think of how many volunteers, we have about 30 friendly visitors. We have about, probably 35 literacy services instructors teaching English for us. We have 6 people in the office every morning helping us with telephone reassurance. The list goes on and on. And then, of course, people who volunteer for events, etc. We could not do it without the volunteers, because if you looked at the hours as though they were employees, the amount of money that they are contributing is huge. Absolutely huge. We thank you. We really thank you all. And the businesses, like I said, who give back, whether it's Roman Jewelers on the local level, whether it's Unilever on the national or I guess international level, all of their efforts, all of their support are absolutely huge. And we try to say thank you. I'm not sure we do a good job of it, but we try. We're going to take a break and come back and talk a little bit more about how you can support your local organizations.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help, and very proud to be in that position. I started out as a volunteer almost 10 years ago, I guess, and got the bug working for Helpline as a friendly visitor, became a literacy services volunteer after that and was asked to come on board as a employee. And it's been an amazing ride. And not just because of the work that Hunterdon Helpline does directly for the clients, but because of the collaboration of Helpline as this, as the information and referral hub, if you will, connecting all the dots together in Hunterdon County. We have done that for the county for over 3 decades. We're 49 years old, and we have worked for the county, getting grants, et cetera, to provide this information to connect to all the other organizations. We've provided emergency shelter for the county when they have closed, as well as for Somerset when they close their doors for the day. And I just want to also give a shout out to the Hunterdon County Public Safety because we work with them as well. And we have recently participated in a tabletop exercise with the Office of Emergency Management. And have went through a theoretical exercise about if a train derailed and there was toxic fumes, et cetera, and how we would all work together so that we could protect the residents of our county. It was an amazing exercise. I learned so much. And the interconnection between emergency services, between human services, between the health department was just amazing. Absolutely amazing. And we were sitting at the human services table, so we had the health department, we had social services, human services, we had the transportation services of the county who oversee the link services, we had HART, and the resources that everyone had, just absolutely amazing, and how they became more robust, more functional, more successful when we integrated those services and connected those services with each other. Absolutely amazing. This hour we've been talking about businesses supporting the nonprofits and that collaboration. I want to end this hour on that note of collaboration because we all do it. And I don't know if the community sees it, and it is so, so, so important. Whether it's businesses supporting nonprofits, whether it's nonprofits trying to support businesses by bringing in the workforce, by helping the workforce be better and take care of social services challenges so that they can get up and go to work every day. Whether it's government agencies working with nonprofits so that the nonprofits take, you know, part of the responsibility, do part of the work so that the government isn't overtaxed, no pun intended. Government to government agencies. No one is working alone in this county. And it's absolutely amazing to me the work that does get done. And I'm not sure that people realize that. I'm not sure that people understand the connectivity and how we support each other, how we scratch each other's back, how we reach out and look for solutions even if we're not in the mix. How can we help another nonprofit? How can we help a local business reach out to the workforce? How can government do the responsible thing to help its residents, but again, not be overburdened, and yet tap into the resources of the community? How can individuals step up and support all of those organizations through volunteering, obviously through donations, etc.? And most importantly, teaching the next generation how important it is to become involved in their community. When you talk about all those different entities, whether it's business, whether it is nonprofit, whether it's government or individuals, and how we're all connected, there's a role for everyone to play. Everyone to play. And the need is great. The need is great. Hunterdon County is graying. Our senior population, the average age went from 75 to 85. Well, now it's in the 80s going into the 90s, more like 85 to 95. And again, we have great medical care. That's why we're living longer. But even with that, as we age, we face more and more challenges. Helpline serves on a variety of different organizations, including the Human Services Advisory Council. And in that room is a combination of private citizens, nonprofits, government agencies. And we just had a panel discussion on emergency services. So it was Helpline, it was the Office of Emergency Management, it was the Health Department, and social services. And even the people sitting in the room who, you know, really deal with emergency services on a, I would say, at least a weekly basis, were able to glean important information so that they could better help their clients, and the questions were incredible. I was proud to be part of that panel, but more importantly, I was proud to be in a room where people were collaborating. And that's what all of these different organizations do, whether, again, they're a business such as Roman Jewelers and their Share Your Heart campaign to provide funding to nonprofits, your nonprofit, the nonprofit of your choice, whether it's a local government agency like the Office of Emergency Management, bringing together all these different entities. So in the case of a crisis, we work together and we better serve people. Whether it's the nonprofits who have a client, as I mentioned before, on a different segment, the collaboration between the Flemington Area Food Pantry and Huntington Helpline just last week. The results are so much better. The success is so much greater. And I am so proud to give a shout out to a business like Roman Jewelers that sees the need. I'm so proud to work with the other agencies and nonprofits. And I hope that you will consider jumping on board. There's so many ways to jump on board. As I said before, the in-kind contribution of volunteers to our organizations is immense. Because if we translated that into dollars and cents, we probably could not meet the need. You know, we nonprofits, most of us run on a shoestring. It's not about the profit. It's about helping people. It's about putting the money back into the situation and still being able to pay the staff, which is huge, because they do the work. But we need each other to be successful. And this past week, I've been in various places, sat on various committees, had the opportunity to go to Roman Jewelers last night when they launched their Share Your Heart campaign. And I'm very proud to be shoulder to shoulder with all these organizations. Please remember Roman Jewelers. They have a store in Flemington at 39 State Route 12 and 500 Commons Way in Bridgewater. We cannot thank them enough for thinking of the nonprofits in our community with their Share Your Heart campaign. If you purchase, again, that beautiful pendant in their store or online at romanjewelers.com, the profit will go to the nonprofit of your choice. Thank you, everyone at Roman Jewelers, because you paved the way, you set the example, and we so benefit from having you in our community. Coming up next, is our great show about doing it yourself at home or not doing it yourself at home, but believe me, on the farm, especially after this winter, you're going to want to stay tuned. Take care. We'll see you next week.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Michigan as another sentencing hearing for disgraced former MSU and USA Gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar had to be halted by a judge after the father of one of Nassar's victims tried to attack him in that Michigan courtroom. The father of Ray Margraves asking the judge if he could have 5 minutes alone in a room with Nassar, and when the judge said no, the man ran at Nassar and deputies had to tackle him. The man then handcuffed by deputies and led from the courtroom. A Republican memo from the House Intelligence Committee that alleges bias against President Trump in an FBI investigation could be released today, despite the fact the FBI has expressed grave concerns about letting the memo go public. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
The government's jobs report for January is out this morning, showing about 200,000 jobs were added last month.